Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, we've been hearing a lot about the filibuster lately. Biden won't embrace filibuster reforms, even as the rest of his party does. The president's preference is the status quo, the White House says. Activists don't think that's sustainable. The president's reluctance to go as far as one of his party's most moderate members of the filibuster puts him at odds with civil rights leaders, labor, and social justice advocates. From the Washington Post this morning, Alan, your thoughts on the filibuster?
Well, the filibuster is obviously anti-democratic. We always have known that. If you got to get 60 votes, it's a lot harder than getting 50 votes, especially when you got a Senate that is 50-50 down the line. You know, I worked for a congressman once who I loved who would trap his opponent in the election. And he would get debate and you would have a shill stand up in the audience and say, "Oh, I'm so impressed with you," to the opponent. "How do you feel about the filibuster?" And he would say, "I'm against it." "And how about you, Congressman?" And the answer was, "There is no filibuster in the House of Representatives. It's only in the Senate." And it worked every time he had to do it. Nevertheless, the way that this thing is working, of course, is that when a party has got the presidency and has got a close majority, 50-50 in the Senate, they want to get rid of the filibuster. The problem is they're not looking around the corner because we're having by-elections. It may well be that the Senate goes Republican, although I have to say right now an awful lot of Republican senators are bailing out, and a lot of people think that that's a good sign in terms of a Democratic majority being maintained in the Senate. But if the Republicans get it, if you are a Democrat, do you really want to have them having the power to vote their programs in much more easily than if you had the filibuster? So that's always the classic question. I think Joe Biden understands that. He is a moderate, we know that, and he is a man of the Senate, and he knows how this thing works. And it's tough to take on the people who are the progressives in your party, but I think he thinks that this one is worth it.
You mentioned GOP senators jumping ship. Roy Blunt of Missouri, of course, plans to retire now, the latest in a string. The Times points out, have opted to leave as their party remakes itself in the mold of former President Trump. Is that where it's really headed, Alan?
Oh, I do think so. I think that's exactly what's happened. Look, these people are going to have even more trouble sleeping at night than I do thinking about everything. Here's the problem. They obviously know who Trump is and what a danger to the American democracy he represents. And the fact that they have to live with it, especially when they're in their upper 70s and mid-70s, they don't want to have to put up with being false to their own values. So they bail out. Now, some of them, when they bail out, you know, they say a thing or two about Trump. It's interesting that they say things that they didn't say when they were under his thumb in the Senate and were deciding whether to run another time. Now, some have, but some haven't. And so it is a moral dilemma for so many of them who read the textbooks on American democracy and knew that they had a foolish man, a lying man, who could lead this country into fascism and destroy the Constitution. And when they get out, I think they probably are breathing a sigh of relief. They turn around to their spouses, they turn around to their friends, and they say, "Whew, what a jerk Trump was, and what a threat he is." But they haven't got the guts to do what they need to do. And when you see these votes in both the House of Representatives and the Senate, in which there is no deviation from the pro-Trump group, it's just very disheartening.
Well, if the GOP representatives are leaving the Congress, what about moderate Republicans out there, regular citizens who are seeing their party change in a way they don't like?
Very hard to know. We still see huge numbers for Trump among the rank and file Republicans. Otherwise, there would have been some kind of revolution before. So they don't want to mess up the party, and so they stick with it, even though they know that Trump and Trumpism is very, very difficult for the American democracy. And, you know, they got to look their kids in the eye. They got to say, "Where were you, Daddy, when this terrible man was doing these terrible things?" That's what it comes down to. Like the rest of us, each of us has to make a series of decisions in life as to whether something is worth it or not. What is so disappointing about some of these people is that they haven't made the right decision.
Let's take a turn to New York, Alan. Attorney General Letitia James yesterday appointed a former federal prosecutor and an employment lawyer to investigate allegations that Governor Cuomo sexually harassed female aides. June Kim was the acting U.S. attorney in Manhattan for parts of 2017 and 18. He'll join the employment lawyer of Ann Clark in conducting the probe. calls have grown for the governor to resign. He says he won't, but there's also a split. 23 Democratic women in the state assembly push against calls for Cuomo resignation. A group of 23 Democratic women said Monday an attorney general's investigation of Governor Cuomo should be allowed to be completed. The effort is notable in part because it is led by who? Someone you talk to regularly, Majority Leader Crystal People Stokes.
People Stokes is a very smart woman. And as you know, David, I have interviewed her a number of times. I think it takes some real guts to go against some of the major newspapers and others who want to strip Cuomo of the ability to get through this. And they don't want to follow due process. Now, look, I have issues with Cuomo. There's no question about it. And he has issues with me. But I got to say that it's ridiculous to say that, you know, you don't get your rights. You know, you're accused and therefore you're out. That's not right. And by the way, I'm getting a ton of mail saying that. So that while some of the leadership in the Senate and the Assembly are saying out with no due process, the people don't seem to be there that way. Now, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's the perception that I'm more sympathetic to Cuomo than some others, but the mail is running strongly, strongly, strongly pro-Cuomo getting his rights.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok. Thank you, sir.
And thank you for everything you're doing, David. I know it's not easy to get up in the morning. I feel it myself.